Hey, welcome to another episode of the Russ Rants podcast, but it's a special day today at Russ Rants because A, it's Christmas, so Merry Christmas, and B, I have a special guest. It's the first guest here at the Russ Rants podcast. It is my wonderful father, Pastor Ian Bird. Welcome, Pastor.
Well, thank you, Russ. Coming from you, that means a lot to me.
I know. It's very, thanks. Appreciate it.
Special honor, especially on Christmas Day.
But Pastor. And it's Christmas. We've just spent a kind of a Christmas morning here at the Bird family. And what struck my notice, and that's kind of what I wanted to kind of get into today, is we have our own little Christmas traditions. Right, where
we do
here at the Bird family, we've done some stuff, but it's changed over the years. And I was reading an article, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But I was going to ask you first, you know, if you want to explain to people what we used to do at the Bird family Christmas, because we used to travel a lot, and only recently, up to a few years ago, we actually for the first time did something different.
Yeah,
if you want to explain to everyone what on earth we used to do here?
Absolutely. Well, what we did for many years is we would on Christmas Eve, we would pack up all our gifts that we would be giving each other. We'd pull them out from under our tree where they'd been sitting for maybe a few weeks, put them all in the van, we'd load everybody up, and we'd head to Lethbridge. And Lethbridge is where Val, where Russ's mom's family's from, so we'd go there, and we'd either have a gathering on Christmas Eve or a gathering on Christmas morning, and we'd end up staying overnight at her sister Sherry's house, and that's what we did for many, many years. So we haven't been home very much, usually down in Lethbridge.
Well, and that changed because we had done that. When did we first start doing it? Because did we do that when we were first like little kids?
Yes.
Did you always do it? You never did it at our house ever?
Yeah, well, when we lived in Tabor, Alberta for a number of years, 5-6 years. That was pretty close to Lethbridge, so we wouldn't have to go there the night before anything. We would either go there on Christmas Eve or we would go there Christmas morning, and we would still have kind of our own thing Christmas Eve kind of, or Christmas yeah. morning, right? Yeah. But when we moved to Medicine Hat, of course, that was, you know, an hour and a half, an hour 45 out there. So we pretty much started from Medicine Hat to go every year to Lethbridge.
And that's just because now we occasionally, so my mom has three other siblings, and it kind of, it felt like a loose rule though, but like, were you guys really strict? Apparently what happened every Christmas is we'd have a big, my mom's side of the family is called the Greenos. And so it'd be like a big Greeno Christmas every year in Lethbridge, but we would alternate, right? We'd do like one at Auntie Sherry's, my mom's younger sister, Auntie Doreen's, my mom's youngest sister, and then Uncle Les, my mom's brother. But then we kind of, did we ever get skipped because we were in Medicine Hat?
No, it would move around, and it also would move around between being Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So for them, we don't have in-laws because my parents and Val's parents are both in heaven. So
they're dead.
But yeah,
it's not to get heavy on you guys.
they have passed away. if one used politically correct terms. Anyway, so either we'd have the whole family gathering Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, and we'd move it back and forth. But we did have it once come all the way to Medicine Hat. That was an interesting year.
Yes, Dad, if you want, I was actually leading up to that, so I'm glad you're going in that direction. So if you want, we did for 1 year. I remember this as a kid. I'm going to tell it a little bit for my kid, but I'm going to let you explain the whole story, okay? Yeah. But as a kid, you like to have Christmas in your own house. And so we Bird boys, because I have three other brothers, you know, we liked going to Lethbridge. It was fun. But we did kind of miss aspects where we're like, we don't get to wake up ever in our own house. It's Christmas morning, open gifts at our place. I know that there were a few scattered in there. I remember we used to do like pre-Christmas openings and stuff like that before we'd go to Lethbridge. But this was really exciting because we were about to have, how many were there in total? 26?
Yeah, I think at that time, 24, 25 at least. I'm trying to do the math here.
It was a lot.
Four families. Anyway.
Four families.
It's a lot of kids.
So like kids stayed in the shop because we had a shop.
Yeah, the good news was in that house we had both a shop in the backyard for two vehicles, and then we had a attached garage in the front. So the back shop was heated. So yeah, what we did is we fired up the heat. And then a lot of air mattresses and that kind of thing. And all the guys slept out in the garage. By the way, how was that?
Did we have... It was a lot of farts. It was...
well, post-turkey dinner, it would be that way.
I feel like Uncle Les did he insist that we had carbon monoxide, or did we have a carbon monoxide theater? Someone was freaking out because, like, everyone's going to sleep in the shop.
I don't know.
And the boys could be dead by the
Well, at least we didn't have the car running in the shop. No, that would have been a bad idea during the night.
I don't think...
to keep you warm.
Guys, I'm going to run the Chevy.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
For 45 forever. Minutes, we're going to run this. And so you guys slept very well.
I don't remember, but it worked out well.
So and we had everyone else, staying in two houses.
Everybody else was in the house, and then all the boys were in the shop. That's how we did it.
So the layout, because we actually borrowed a friend's house.
Oh, yeah. No, right? That's right. We had our own house. We had a friend of ours.
They were out of town or something.
Stay there, and then there was the shop. We were spread over three houses. Well, it was 23 to 25 people. I'm trying to remember the exact amount, but it was lots of people.
So anyway, what happened? So we you tell it, because I don't actually remember tons. I remember the night. I don't remember
It worked out well. The only thing that really was a damper on that particular event was the flu bug that swept through the family suddenly, and It some people weren't affected. I didn't get it. Your mom didn't get it. But there's others that got it. And so this just before everybody left after Christmas, there was a lot of usage of the facility.
So here's what happened, because we were staying at our friends, the buses. Very nice people. Yeah. And if you're listening to this ever, I apologize. I'm sure we already told you and we cleaned your house thoroughly, but here's what happened. So mom and dad, you have a bunch of family at your place. Okay. And then we're staying, all the older boys. There's like eight boys, I think. No, there's more than that.
Yeah, no, there's
15.
There's 10 and five.
10 so and five. That's
five
right.
Five girls, 10
15
boys.
15 total. That's right. There's 10 boys.
The cousins and yeah.
So there was about eight boys, because the two younger boys were at the other house, your house. And eight of us were staying at the buses. And so we all ate. We had a great time. We're all laying in the big living room in sleeping bags. So me and the boys. Okay, this is on my side of the story.
Right.
Because you witnessed it from, oh my gosh, Armageddon. And I was like in the foxholes. You kicking the door.
Okay, that's a good picture.
You're welcome. And so all of a sudden, I'm laying in my sleeping bag on the floor. And I just don't feel good. I wake up like sweating, in a hot sweat. And I'm like, something's not good. So I gotta go. So I run to the bathroom. And it's a big bathroom. You know, it's like those bathrooms where they have the little stall with the toilet and a sliding door, but then the rest of it's like an open...
Is this going to become too much information? I just need to know that right now.
Not at all.
Oh, okay, good. All right, good. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. So there's... Okay, so, well, we're explaining how the stall works.
You'll see, because they have to picture this. So there's a big bathroom downstairs where there's this little stall with a toilet and a sliding door.
Okay.
And there's this big open bathroom with a sink.
Yeah.
Bathtub.
Okay.
That's very important. It's very important. So I wake up and I knock on the little stall door because I notice it's closed. I'm like, I gotta puke or something. And this weak little voice comes inside. You're like, I'm already in here. It's Addison. Addison's already gone. I'm like, oh no. So I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom. So I run across the bathroom. We're all vomiting, just for full discretion. Okay.
Wow.
So I run to the bathtub.
Merry Christmas. Hope you've had your turkey already. I don't want to get into this.
You know,
okay, continue on.
Eat your stuffing while you're listening to this. I'll be quick. But Casey then walks in. Casey runs in. And he doesn't look good. And he looks at me. And I look at him. Addison is switched by the time now. And he's at the sink. And Casey, Addison, and I all look at each other and start hurling. We start vomiting at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Group activity you don't want to try.
This happened all night, you guys. I went upstairs afterwards. TJ, my younger cousin, and I literally had a contest to see who could, like, puke the most.
Wow.
Like, he was 15 times.
You really add a lot of excitement to the Christmas
when you can't stop. You got to make a game of it. So, and then on your end, what happened? What, did you wake up at nighttime or, like?
No, don't remember super
well. Did you sleep through it?
I probably did for the most part.
God
until
bless
the
you.
Morning when I got up and then found out that all this had been happening down below in the basement where the girls were taking turns.
Was it the girls?
It was. But I think your mom and I were fine. So
that
was one time I slept obliviously. Yeah.
You're amazing.
I feel guilty, but not really.
Well,
okay.
That's a little bit of history for you guys of bird family Christmases. But that brings me to a story.
Oh,
and I wanted to ask you something.
Another story.
Not like this, though. This is a good story.
Okay.
I was reading an article today, because you and I are both big sports fans.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And for those, if we have any American listeners, because I know that there are a few spread around.
Wow.
We follow something called...
International podcast.
We're just saying, you know. Okay. We follow something called the CFL. And Dad actually got me a really cool hat. But we follow the CFL, which is the Canadian Football League.
We do.
And our favorite team is?
Calgary Stampeders.
The Calgary Stampeders. Just and
the champions.
They are the Grey Cup 2018 champions. That's okay. Right. So we love the CFL. So we're big sports fans, but we also love the NFL. My dad's favorite team is?
Green Bay Packers.
And why is that, Ian?
It's a long story.
Okay. All right. Well,
we'll get into it now. But it started in 2010.
On their wild card.
Yeah, I picked a good year. My good friend, John Nock, who's in California now, he was up in Medicine Hat, and he was running the YWAM base there. And he challenged me. He says, Ian, you need to, I didn't have an NFL team, so you need to try an NFL team for a year. And he said, you need to try the Packers. They're the great team. So finally I gave in. Long story short, gave in, chose that year.
They just squeaked in on the wild card.
Yeah, 2010, squeaked in the wild card. Of course, they won the Super Bowl. It's pretty hard to walk away from a team that wins the Super Bowl. So I've been
the year you decided. It wasn't like you decided after. You didn't bandwagon.
I decided way before the year started, the season started. And, of course, that's the year they won the Super Bowl. I was going to say Stanley Cup. Super Bowl, Grey Cup.
What's part
of
we like? We like
anyway, they won the Super Bowl, and I've been a fan, and I've got their championship jersey and cap and everything, so yeah.
That's kind of nice, though. That's like an authentic pick. On my end, I don't have as nearly a romantic story. Well, I picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because Jeff Garcia, who used to be a quarterback
with the Calgary Stampeders.
Yeah, so that's what led me to the Buccaneers. Is Jeff Garcia led us to one championship. One championship.
Yeah. Okay. Bo Levi, our current quarterback who might be signing in the NFL, he just led us to his second, and he's the first Calgary quarterback to have two. So there you go.
No way.
Jeff Garcia. Yeah, that's right.
You know, with like Doug Flutie and stuff?
Yeah, okay. Doug only had one.
Sport jargon. Okay, so I picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're not good. The reason why I bring up the NFL is because I follow a guy who writes for NBC Sports. His name is Mike Florio.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
We like Mike Florio. He's a lawyer. He does a lot of contract articles. He really loves the financial stuff. I'm a nerd. I love that kind of stuff. But he wrote a really, really good article this morning on Christmas to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And he talked about, you know, his favorite gift. I'm not going to read the thing. I just want to mention it. He tells a very good story of how his parents, he'd been hinting for a while. He used to, back in the 70s, he would set up his football cards in an arrangement of football teams, and he would strategize how he was going to beat the other teams. He would do like virtual Madden.
Wow.
With football cards.
But with cards.
Because that's all he had.
I know. It's amazing.
It was in the 70s. So he'd set it up and play. But then he finally saw an advertisement for something called Tudor Electric Football.
Wow.
We should Google this thing later. Have you heard of it?
Well, I think there was an electric football game that used to use the CFL as well, and it was like these guys on a metal
thing.
That's
it. How did it work? Do you remember?
I don't even know, but it moved.
It was like a simulation where you'd set them up and then you'd push a button. Because he was alluding to how like a tackle only counted if like the base of the square piece of one player hit someone a certain way.
Yeah, something like that.
So this guy had been hinting because he'd finally seen this thing. And he's like, oh, that's way better than football cards. And so he'd been hinting. So Christmas morning comes. This is the story. And Christmas morning comes and he comes down the stairs and he doesn't see a present nearly as big as anything that could be a Tudor. Because Tudor football, like back in the day,
sure,
wasn't compact.
No, it was a big
fat box.
Yeah.
So he didn't see it. So he's opening all these other ones and he's trying to be thankful.
Sure.
He's trying to be, but he's kind of disappointed because the gift he wanted wasn't there. But they tricked him. They then go downstairs and they grab this big box and it's the final box. After all the presents are open, he opens it up and he's elated. So he's writing the article and he says, I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. What kind of presents or fond Christmas memories do you remember? Yeah. And I was going to ask you, do you have a Tudor Electric football story?
Well,
not to put you on the spot.
No, I have a couple quick stories like that. First one is when I was 7 and my dad stayed up all night setting up a train set that he got for my brother and I. And so in the morning, came down and to the tree and everything, and there was this box, and it had this train set. And so I was excited when I saw that, but didn't realize it was all set up. So then he led us upstairs, and we looked, and there it was all set up. So we spent the whole day using the train set. So that was pretty cool.
It was a train set.
Full.
And you had a family, you and your mom and dad, and then your
my brother. My brother Peter, yeah. Nice. Just the four of us, yeah. And then the other thing I remember was, it's the equivalent of this football
Tudor
game.
Tudor Electric, okay.
Yeah, Tudor Electric. But it was the rod hockey. And for those that would remember, yeah. So I had two of those. I had one.
Explain, what is it?
Well, it's you know, there's little rods that you turn and it turns the players. The players are metal.
It's like a combo of foosball plastic. And hockey. Yeah,
kind of like that. And then you'd have these different rods that go up and back and you'd have the goalie in your one hand.
The puck.
And there'd be like a little puck. And so I had one game, and then my Aunt Eileen out of Toronto, she's also passed away, but she sent me this one, and it was like high tech, because what it was is it had like a little tower, and so what you do is you'd have either player, and you'd put the, it was kind of like a little ball bearing in the middle of the black puck, and you just drop it in this tower, and it would go down, and it'd be like a face-off, and it would come down, and then you would,
easier.
Yeah, and it was amazing, and so that was a great game. So rod hockey, I don't know if those are around at all anymore.
You bought one for us when we were kids in Tabor, do you remember
that? I might have, yeah.
You bought me, it wasn't like that, but it was a bigger white board, maybe four, five feet long,
yeah.
And us boys would sit across the table, you'd put it on the big dining table,
that's what it was.
And we had rods, and the goalie would have like a stick,
hold the goalie. I love that, I mean, I was really good at it, and that's all we had. I mean, I didn't have, you know, Atari, which came out when I was a kid.
Legendary technology.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was in the era of Pong. So so that was pretty amazing. I remember when I first saw Pong, it was at Woolco.
Wow.
So, yeah, which no longer exists. No longer exists either. So I remember it was a little dot and little squares and boop, 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 boop. And we thought that was amazing.
We played Pong, though, when we were growing up. You actually got a...
I had an old ColecoVision.
You had.
So, wow. Yeah, I remember the rod hockey. That's what I remember, and that was cool. I would do that again today if I could find something like
we
that again.
We should try to find
them. We should, because it's very tactile. I mean, it's not video game, but I really enjoyed that.
We had a different Christmas memory, because these ones, these are the ones that my dad and us boys hold on to, because, you see, we grew up in Tabor, small town of about... Is it 6,000?
So just over 7.
7,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this one year, Addison and I used to get the Sears catalog, right? Mm-hmm. And we would do the Sears catalog, and we wanted Transformers. I remember this very clearly. And I wanted a polar bear Transformer. And the reason why you're not remembering this is because we didn't get it. That's okay. So just a disclaimer for you.
You know, it wasn't even on my radar, so I obviously wasn't looking at the catalog or realizing what you guys wanted.
We didn't hint strongly enough. That's okay. But this happened to be one of the years where Addison and I are very gracious gift getters. And so this one time, you decided to get us some presents that I was happy to get one of, but you got two of them.
Yes,
and Addison got something that he was very grateful.
Well, it's a famous video for us as a family.
It's actually on video. Yeah,
we have it on video, and so the video is this. You'd have to see it to really appreciate the power
this is,
of it.
Deal with us.
But we'll try to guide
this
you.
This is
through.
Our podcast.
But yeah. But basically, yeah, Addison got a watch, and you know how when someone gets something that they really don't want,
like
but
socks,
they're trying to be polite, and it was like that. We thought he'd love this watch, and so on the video he goes. A watch. A watch.
He like reassures himself. He's like, oh, it's a watch.
Yeah.
A watch.
But when you watch the video, like you realize, okay, he's a little disappointed. And then Russell, Mr. Exuberant, he was pretty energetic. He gets a rollerblade. So there's a box and he pulls a rollerblade. So he pulls out and he goes, a rollerblade. And then he looks in the box and pulls out another rollerblade.
I was like ecstatic / shocked. I had a second rollerblade.
He was excited to have one.
I was prepared to just go down the hill with one rollerblade, my left foot like hanging behind
Imagine
me.
Imagine two rollerblades.
Gliding majestically with one foot in the air with my arms outstretched like Titanic.
And so that's an ongoing joke for us is a watch.
Every year.
A watch. Anytime there's something that somebody might not quite like or a rollerblade, another rollerblade.
It's a sock.
It's a bird thing. And if you're not getting it, you don't have the benefit of watching
deal
the video.
With it.
But
it's our podcast.
It is.
It doesn't matter.
We can share it.
And now it gets to become more of a gong show as we'll kind of sign off here shortly. It's getting really busy. We've actually just changed it, like Dad was alluding to earlier. We've finally shifted it from the Lethbridge days of going, because now I have three kids. And all of your kids are in Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally made the bold choice last year to actually stay in Calgary.
That's right.
And we actually really enjoyed it.
It's nice.
It was very relaxing. Mm-hmm. Although we're exhausted today. I, you know, Dad was gracious enough to come in here because we're all tired. But, you know, because I have no life, we decide. No, I'm just kidding. But,
well, this takes a lot of energy doing a podcast. And, I mean, you just don't, you don't really know what might come out when you're tired.
We swear a lot.
You square, scary.
Just kidding.
Scary,
we don't.
Squary, scary.
It's very squary.
It's very squary.
Ha! Merry Christmas! Wow. No, that's it. If you guys have any Christmas memories or thoughts, I would love to hear stories. It's just funny the intrinsic value that little items have that don't mean anything to anyone else. But I loved that. I'm glad you brought up the what do you call it, table hockey?
Yeah. I said rod hockey, but actually table hockey would be more appropriate. But yeah, rod hockey.
That was a classic gift. And, you know, more my kids are going to now start to remember things. And I'm like, I don't even remember getting you that. And they're like, wow, that was the best thing I ever had, right? And the train set for you. So if you guys have any gifts that really set off a really fond memory, or you guys had any cool stories or even Christmas traditions, we don't have time to get into that, but I would love to hear back from you. Make sure you comment. Other than that, that's it. That's our short Merry Christmas podcast from Ian Bird and Russ at Russ Rants. Any final thoughts, Ian? Afternoon.
Yeah, I wish I could
sit Charles here. Dickens us, Ian.
That's right. All of a sudden, he creates the greatest poetry ever. No, I don't have anything like that.
Horse corn 7 years ago? No?
Nothing like
no
that.
No pressure. Okay.
Anyway, all I would say is I wish all of you, by the time you listen to this, it won't be Christmas anymore. So I do wish you all a really happy and blessed 2019. I hope it's a wonderful year and that you're able to see great things happen. And thanks, Russ, for having me. As a guest, this was a lot of fun.
First guest. Well,
I feel special.
Hopefully you set that threshold. The bar is set high.
I set the bar really high.
Super.
I can sense it today.
Talk about vomit.
It's going to be hard for anybody to
table
come in
hockey
and be able to replicate this performance.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I might not do another podcast again. We're fine after this.
Go out on top.
Have a Merry Christmas, everybody. Okay. Love on your loved ones. Take care. We'll see you in the new year.
All
bye-bye.
Right. God bless. Bye-bye.